Hi, it's Michelle. Thank you for joining me for this segment of Daily Bread with Jam, a Holy Spirit You Channel podcast. We are a whosoever will channel and podcast. Why? Because God is a whosoever will God. That means that whether you are a believer already, whether you are considering becoming a believer, whether you are backslidden, or whether you don't believe, as long as the night becomes day, the day becomes night, as long as we have 24 hours in a day, as long as you are here, he is still extending to you a standing invitation to get to know him and to become part of his family. He gave his life that you would live. And so just know that everything that we do should, by the power of Holy Spirit, be glorifying to God, because without him and apart from him, regardless of what we think or how we feel, we are nothing. It is anything good in us is God. All of that being said, today I am hopping right into Psalm 1. As you know, I read from the King James. The King James has a lot of man in it, meaning it speaks to men in some ways more than women, or appears to, but just understand something, because I'm not going to explain this every single time. There are specific cases of gender reference, because during the time of these writings, there were specific laws that prohibited women from doing certain things. And that's a whole nother story, because the way in which these things, or the reasons, are not the reasons we necessarily always think. At any rate, so there's a lot of reference to man. Also understand that the male is the one that God holds accountable when it comes to a household. He put Adam in the garden first, gave him the instructions so that he could prepare for his wife. That's a whole nother thing, because because of our limited thinking, we can't conceive of that. In the time and the age in which we live. At any rate, I say that to say, when you see man in Scripture, it is generally deity versus human. Deity versus human. There are specific references to man where it means male, gender reference, not a reference to humanity in general. But you have to work that out for yourself. The word of God is not subject to interpretation. That means if God is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore, he knows he died for all. That means all races, all creeds, all colors, all people, all genders, all beliefs. If he knew everything, or since he knows everything, beginning to the end to the beginning, that means when he sacrificed his life on the cross, he encompassed, he knew about, and accounted for every single human being. The onus is now on us to accept what he did and to begin to walk in the way of truth. Jesus Christ said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He's not throwing the gauntlet down and saying, I'm the best, whatever. He might be, but that's not his intent. His intent was to say, what you are looking for, you can find in me. No questions asked. So that is a standing invitation, and I don't want us to keep tripping over silly things. God has called us to pivot out of cursing, that which brings death, spirit, soul, and or body, and into blessing, which brings life, spirit, soul, and body. So I'm not going to continue to explain. I'm not going to continue to try to make you have to seek the Lord for yourself. So in this particular psalm, it references man. I'm going to say one just to kind of help those that might trip over this a little bit, because in all of our doing, we should not be causing each other to stumble. That'll be a separate, that's not what we're talking about today, but we certainly need to talk about it. So Psalm 1, blessed is the man. Now it says man in the King James, but it is person. It is the one, that's what I'm going to say. Blessed is anyone that walks not does not walk in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But their delight is in the law of the Lord, and in the Lord's law do they meditate day and night. Verse 3, and they, anyone that walks not in the counsel, from the first verse, and they shall be like trees planted by the rivers of water that brings forth fruit in their season. We are called to be instant in season and out. So whatever season the Lord has us in, we are still supposed to be bearing his fruit. Brings forth their fruit, his fruit in his season. So bring forth whatever the fruit of the Spirit is bringing forth in us, regardless of the season, that is what we're supposed to be available to the Spirit of God to do, so that our leaf also shall not wither, and in whatsoever we do, we can prosper. Why? Because we are helping others to prosper by being available to the Lord by his Spirit. We are blessed. Why? To be a blessing. We are not blessed to be a cursing, although when we are blessed, we often become cursing. We often take the blessing and hold it to ourselves, which means we then become exclusive, which means we then say that the sacrifice that Jesus gave when he died for us on the cross is not sufficient. We want to take matters into our own hands and then wonder why we have issues. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. They are not so what? Like verse 3. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment. Now, because of the way the King James is worded, because of the way language was spoken in those days, it can seem to be a double negative, or it can be confusing. I had to learn how to read the King James, because I've read other translations. This was the one that challenges me to really understand and to seek the Lord about what he's saying. So, man, I've been reading it for as long as I can remember. So here's what he's saying. He's not saying that the ungodly do not have to stand in judgment or stand in the judgment. Many of us stand in judgment, right? Judgmental. That's not the same. Being judgmental is not the same as judgment. Being judgmental is not the same as judgment. If you want to know the difference, then just understand that being judgmental is tied to the log and speck theory, meaning how can you see the speck in someone else's eye when you haven't pulled the log out of your own? That's what judgmental is. This is judgment, meaning there's an accountability. Each of us is accountable to God because of all of the things, not only that he does, but who he is and what he has allowed and what he has given. So he knows what he has given each of us. That's why in the New Testament it says he's given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness. Therefore, we have no excuse. All right? So it's not saying that the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment. By the way, I don't care if you go to church your whole life. If you're not right with Jesus, you are considered ungodly. That is not an observation. That is not an opinion, I should say. That is the challenge to each of us to make sure that in us doing all of these things, our hearts are right before the Lord, because he's not going to look at how often we went to church. He might consider it. But how he looks at me going to church versus you or anybody else may be different. We are not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together. Don't get me wrong. But if all we're doing is assembling for foolishness, whether in church or outside of church, then he's not honoring that assembly. So we need to be challenged in our innermost being, in our inner man, as we like to say, in our spirits, to understand the nature, not just of what we do, not just the what or the how, but the why and the who. Additionally, what are we being led by? Flesh or spirit? Cursing or blessing? So he's saying the ungodly won't be able to stand, not that they don't have judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. There will come a time, because we don't understand the absolute and infinite nature of God. We cannot understand it. We think we do, but we don't. We're not even close. God cannot be in the presence of sin. That's why Adam and Eve got kicked out of the Garden of Eden. That was his house. Right? Let somebody come to your house and offend you. Let somebody come to your house and not speak. Let somebody come to your house and decide they want to act a fool. Let somebody come to your house and decide they're going to steal from you. Let somebody come to your house. But see, we don't understand it when it comes to God. Yes, he's benevolent, but he's not a fool, and he's not stupid. He saw us coming. That's why he went to the cross. Okay? So I'm now in verse 6, Psalm 1, verse 6. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. God is righteousness. Jehovah Tsidkenu. Several, multiple names. Many of you might have all the list of the names. He's all of those things. You might have the list of the names posted somewhere, in a Bible somewhere. But if we are not understanding the nature of God and why he tells us what he tells us, we are created in his image and likeness. So if we lost that due to disobedience, we have to be restored to it through Jesus Christ by the power of the Holy Spirit and our collaborative, co-labor, obedience, and agree with God and align with him. So that's Psalm 1. I bless you today. I agape you. I believe God has all the best in store for each and every one of us. We are the ones that have to make the decision about whether we want that for ourselves and for our families and for other human beings that we don't even know. But let's stop lying on God. Thank you for joining me today on this segment of Daily Bread with Jam. I'll see you next time. Bye-bye.